the hturners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Getz helps us realize our need to have a healthy, normal fear of God in order for us to be preserved and sanctified in our daily living.
Well, last week we had a fellowship from Acts chapter 24 and 2 Timothy chapter 4. And in this portion, we spoke about Paul and what motivated him to take care of his conscience and to keep his conscience without offense before God and men. And the reason was because the Lord is coming and he will judge the living and the dead. There's going to be a judgment of the righteous and the unrighteous. You know, for a number of months, I've had a real burden within me to try my best to instill in the young people a proper, normal, healthy fear of God. What is it that motivates us to fear the Lord in the most healthy, normal, and proper way? I don't believe we should be terrified of God. I don't believe we should be people that fear him in an improper or abnormal way. But like we would fear our teacher if we didn't do our schoolwork, or if we should fear our parents if we didn't obey them or we didn't accomplish something they asked us to do, there should be a healthy fear within us that there may be consequences as a result. You know, over so many years, we've had a lot of fellowship with the young people about loving the Lord. We've encouraged the young people to confess their sins, that the Lord's blood will cleanse them of every sin, and we've encouraged them to enjoy the Lord. And all of this is so true and so precious, and we need to continue to emphasize this among the young people today. The young people who know the Lord, who love the Lord, should really enjoy him to the uttermost. And for this, we need to keep our conscience void of offense. We need to confess before him every sin, every offense, everything that is between us and the Lord, so that we can enjoy him and enjoy his presence without any blockages. But it seems that while we have emphasized this side of things, we have neglected another very crucial side, which really speaks of a healthy, normal fear of God. And those who have such a fear of God, this fear of God becomes a great protection to them and prevents them from doing many, many things that they could otherwise do. In today's society, it is so common for young people to live in fornication, live in immoral relationships, adultery, and all kinds of evil things. The internet, the sinful things that are going on with drugs and alcohol. And it seems that among mankind today, there is no fear of God at all. I believe that it's quite normal. And I believe there was a time when it was quite normal for mankind, even unbelievers, to fear God. Everyone knew that they had to see the Lord, that they had to face their Maker, that they had to deal with him at some point at the end of their life. And when they died, time was up. Now was the time for them to face the Lord. You know, in Hebrews chapter 9, I believe it's verse 27, it says this, 9:27, "And inasmuch as it is reserved for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, there is a certain thing that every man has to face." Actually, there's two things. First is death, and the second is judgment. This should cause us to have some consideration about our life. There's only two things ahead of us. The first thing is to die, and the second thing is to be judged. This is a warning to all mankind, believers and unbelievers alike. I wonder if we would use this in a gospel message sometime, or maybe when we're talking to our friends. Did you know that the Bible tells us that there's two things that are in front of us, two things that are absolutely unavoidable? The first one is death, and then the second one is judgment. Well, if God is coming to judge the living and the dead, even as Paul charged his young co-worker, Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I solemnly charge you before God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Well, the intellectuals today scoff at God, scoff at the thought that there is a God. It's popular, it's intellectual, it's a sign of great intelligence if you're a person who denies the existence of God. They mock the Christians, they feel that this is foolishness, a weakness, a crutch. But Psalm 14:1 tells us that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It goes on to say they are corrupt. They commit abominable deeds. There's none who does good. But if you come to the New Testament in Hebrews 11, verse 6, the writer goes on to say, but without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. For he who comes forward to God must believe that he is. Must believe that he is. If you want to come forward to God and you have any heart to know God, you have to believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The purpose of this podcast today is to stir up within all the young people a heart to diligently seek him, to know him. You know, the Bible doesn't feel any obligation to prove the existence of God. The Bible assumes that there's a God. The Bible doesn't debate the subject at all. There's no reason for man to say that there's no God. This matter is completely settled as far as the Bible is concerned. I wonder if this matter is settled within us. In the age today, people can do all kinds of things. They can commit all kinds of evils. In Hebrews 13, verse 4, it tells us, let marriage be held in honor and the bed undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Well, is that true? That God will judge? Can we live like this without any consequence? We have to face God. We have to see him. We have to give an account to him. Amos 4:12 tells us, prepare to meet your God. You know, none of us know when the Lord will come back, when the age will be over, and none of us know when we will die. It may be tomorrow. We have to live in the light of his coming, and we have to live as if today were our last. This is to have a normal, healthy, and proper fear of God. I'm so burdened for the young people today that they would not follow the trend of this age to think that it is smart, intellectual, or popular, to think that there's no God, that there's no consequence, that there's no right and wrong, that there's no sin. The philosophers, the intellectuals, our teachers, professors, all scoff at this. But you know what the Bible says? In Revelation chapter 6, when the Lord comes, it says, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the generals, and the rich, and the strong, and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And they say to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? This is Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. It describes the kings of the earth, maybe the presidents, the prime ministers, the top politicians, and the great men. Maybe these are the great philosophers, the great intellectuals, the Nobel Prize winners. It mentions the generals, the mighty generals, the ones that have led armies into battle, that have conquered nations. It goes on to say the rich and the strong, the movie stars, the star athletes. And then it goes on, and every slave and free man. It indicates that the entire spectrum of the human race, when the Lord comes, they're going to hide themselves. hide themselves in the caves and in the rocks. And they're going to pray to the mountain. They won't pray to God, but they'll pray to the mountain. And they'll pray to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. You see, there is a day that's coming. It's a great day when everyone will believe that there's a God. The question is, will we believe today? Will we believe in this day? Will we deal with him? Will we call on him? Will we diligently seek him so that we could be found of him, that we could come under his blessing? The Bible tells us to seek Jehovah while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Dear friends, there has never been a time when God has not been more near, more available than today. We don't have to go to heaven to find him. In Romans 10, it tells us that the word is in our mouth and in our heart, that if we confess with our mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. The way to meet our God, the way to be prepared to meet our God, the only God, is to call on his dear name, O Lord Jesus. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is God's word, and this is his promise. This is all for today. Please visit our website at ageturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Don't forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.